And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Monday, March 22nd, 2021. Well, the tides may be finally turning for precious metals. Here are last week's top three stories, according to Kitco. Number one, the Fed kept its monetary policy unchanged, but revised its economic and inflation expectations upward. Number two, Mark Mobius, founder of Mobius Capital Partners, said that investors have to be in precious metals because they represent a form of currency. And number three, Ray Dalio, founder of Bridgewater Associates, warned investors that high levels of debt in the U.S. could trigger shocking tax changes and that cash is trash and investors should buy anything that will equal inflation or better. Well, the March Fed meeting last week reiterated that low rates and perpetual increases to the money supply should now be considered permanent features of the economy, reports Mises Institute. While it sounds like the Fed's accommodative stance is temporary, once the Fed speak is deciphered, doubt comes to light about how temporary the policy stance will be. Since all inflation calculations are problematic as is, this adds a new layer of cherry picking, whereby the Fed can dismiss what it calls transient inflation. Well, the housing boom unleashed by the Fed during the virus pandemic was built on historically low mortgage rates, low inventory, city dwellers moving to rural areas, and remote work phenomenon, reports Zero Hedge. Housing prices rose an average of 10% last year, the fastest pace since 2014. A red-hot market has lured house flippers who are pocketing record profits. Home prices are rising faster than personal incomes. Now, the last time this happened was in the mid-2000s, and we all know what happened next. Well, capitalism is what will defeat COVID, reports Wall Street Journal. Behold the paradox of this pandemic moment. Large corporations are political villains, derided on both the left and the right. Yet the main reason the COVID-19 scourge is easing is vaccines developed by Big Pharma. The vaccine is increasing the U.S. supply of shots at a critical moment and will enable 1 billion people worldwide to be vaccinated this year. Credit years of research and investment by drug makers, as well as government collaboration during the pandemic. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.